It's September 17th, 2018, at 7:00 PM. This is a meeting of the Buildings and Grounds. I'm Sandy Hussman, the chair. Committee members are Katie Capellini, Patrick Richardson, and Mark Frye. Others in attendance from City Council is Doug Hanem and Mark Lukey. Also in attendance from administration is Leslie Brining, Bill Sanford, Chief Rodas, and Kevin Aller. I think I have everyone. We're here to discuss ordinance number 48, 2018, the sale of, or prospective sale of land at 6606 Erie Street. And I think Mr. Aller has given you all maps of the area. If you haven't seen it, now you've seen it. There's a purchase agreement that was sent to you. And I think, Mr. Aller, would you want to give your point of view on this? I can, there's several, I guess, several things that we probably need to discuss, and that's the budget pluses is there would be no more mowing, snow removal, and care of that those grounds, and that would save money going forward as well. It would be back on the property tax rolls. That would be a small earnings, and that would be going forward. The sale is for $2,000. That would be excluding the costs, so I assume that it would be something less than $2,000 would come into our budget area. And I think another thing that we need to consider is that one of our citizens wants the land. The negative, of course, is we lose control of the land other than what's in the purchase agreement that Mrs. Brining has put forth. We do have three parks within a two-block area already, at Maplewood in Maine, at the Sylvania Historical Village, and at Monroe in Maine. So we do have green space. Do we want more green space? I think that's basically what we need to decide tonight. So, Kevin, do you want to discuss the part as far as the what it costs the city to keep that land up?
In keeping with all of the mowing, the snow removal, we do a limited amount of brush maintenance in the area, but you know, figuring the man time that we have in there, it's just under $2,000 a year that we spend in that park area. obviously, a bad winter or bad summer, that can fluctuate, but based on last year's records, that's what we had at that park. It is a difficult site to maintain. You can tell from the site that there's really nowhere to get out of the traffic. We have to place the vehicles near a corner when you're maintaining that area. Makes it kind of difficult for traffic. Typically, they'll park the vehicles on Erie when they maintain it so that we're not on Main Street. But anybody that's coming around that corner gets surprised pretty quick with a pickup and a trailer, typically. So our thoughts were we've taken a look at properties. A few years ago, there was a discussion of divesting the city of properties that really aren't valuable to us, that don't you know, provide a usable space. We were able to do that in the Sylvan area, and now we have two houses there. This property here is an unbuildable lot. It was purchased due to the very first project I was involved in when I came to the city. There was a waterline relocation and a reconstruction of that intersection as part of that project. And it was purchased primarily to get that additional right-of-way to improve that turning radius. That corner used to jut out at a direct, very sharp corner, and it made that turn very difficult to make. And so the city purchased it in order to be able to push that back and improve that turning radius. The old radius, the buses couldn't make it. If there was a car parked in the eastern direction, they couldn't make that turn. We were able to push that radius back, and now buses can make that with no issue. So that was the reason for the purchase. We're left with the remnants of that. And, we just thought that this would be an opportunity. We have a property owner that's interested in it. We thought it would be an opportunity to divest ourselves of maintenance practice that we have there. We could, if there's interest to do something at that corner, if the concern is what the new property owner would do with it, if there are additional restrictions that can be put into the purchase agreement, we can do it that way. I don't know if the property owner would be interested in half of it or what the case may be, but that was the thought behind selling it. Someone came to us interested in purchasing it, and it was an opportunity to not have to maintain an open lot, and so we thought the two married up.
Thank you, Kevin. Leslie, do you want to go over the agreement or the parts that kind of put limitations
Oh, sure.
on what the buyer could do on the lot?
Yep, I'd be happy to. In the purchase agreement that I emailed to everyone, we've included some provisions in the purchase agreement to restrict what could be put on the property. As Kevin mentioned, it's an unbuildable lot, so if there were the only potential thing that could be built there would be a driveway. Would a garage be okay there?
Garage probably would meet the setback.
Okay. So, if Mr. Sullivan did want to put that, and I have had some conversations with him, and currently his intention is just to maintain it as green space, but we all know that can change. But what we did add as far as deed restrictions or in the purchase agreement, which will be added as deed restrictions, which would were in paragraph 12, that any structure or building constructed on the property must first receive the approval of the Board of Architectural Review and comply with our design review guidelines, which even though this property is not technically in the downtown district, we can impose that restriction. So, and Mr. Sullivan is fine with the addition of those restrictions.
Thank you, Leslie.
Sure.
I think we'll open it up for discussion. Members of the committee first, please, and we'll go from there.
So I have a number of reasons.
Here could be our backup place. Maybe we should plant a Christmas tree now. That would be where our Christmas tree lighting is. I mean, this is the gateway, really. It's the very beginning to our downtown. And the three properties on the other side are owned by the same guy, and he's been kind of on the other side of Erie from are owned by the same guy, and he's kind of been waiting for a commercial deal. So, I mean, there could be a big corner commercial building there. That lot could be our corner park, and since we don't really have a plan, for our downtown, it just seems a little bit premature to start selling little pieces of it, especially inexpensive little pieces, until we know what we're going to do.
Sure. Anything, Patrick, or?
In general, I do agree with Katie. I think that it's prime real estate for our downtown, and I think there's a lot of potential, and I think if we sold it and years down the road, we might regret that we did. So, I am sympathetic to the cost to maintain, but I think that the benefits could outweigh the cost. So I guess if you're going to put it to a vote, I would rather hang on to the property.
Mr. Fry, as a member of the committee, do you have any thoughts?
Just a couple clarifications, Kevin. When you estimated the $2,000 or about $2,000 a year to maintain it, is that a time allocation of employees to do the work, or is that just raw cost?
That's primarily a time allocation.
Okay.
There are some outside costs, but those are pretty minimal.
Okay.
It's primarily time allocation.
So there's a soft cost, not hard costs.
Correct.
Okay. In looking at the items that you gave us, the pictures, which pictures worth a thousand words, so I certainly appreciate that. It appears those lines that are on there, the one that looks like it's from Lucas County Aries website, are those lines accurately rendered to the best of your knowledge?
They're probably offset a little bit. The Aries lines are never. It always depends on the angle of the plane taking the shots and things of that nature, the time of day because of the curvature of the earth and,
yep,
and all of that. So they're probably not. I would not depend on those to be a true representation of where the property lines are at.
Okay, because it looks to me, just looking at those lines, that there's already some egress or ingress onto the property as it's put forward to us, with the bushes and such right along the entrance to the house or whatever that apartment is.
To the north? Oh, yes. I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, that belongs to the property to the west of our property.
Yeah, so we're sure that there's no overlap there where they've got bushes planted utilizing our property, or we're not sure exactly. Have we done a survey?
Some of those are on our property.
Okay, they are. Okay.
Yeah, they are on our property. They were there when the
property
house
was
torn down. Yes.
Gotcha. And are we maintaining those bushes, or is the homeowner?
We maintain those.
Okay.
It's pretty minimal. If you've ever seen them, that's pretty minimal.
Yeah. I saw it. Okay. And I guess the question is, this is, how many square foot is this lot, or lack of lot, or whatever you want to, this piece of ground?
It's about 3,500 square feet. It's 8/100ths of an acre.
So if we were going to do what Katie suggests, which, and I know that was just an initial suggestion, which is plant a Christmas tree there for future lighting.
Well, just because we don't know.
I understand.
Kind of jumped a little
bit. But it's not, I guess it's not much square footage for us to be able to do much of anything with it, correct?
Mm-hmm. No, there's not much. There's not much space to do anything.
And the park at Maple and Main is how large?
Maple and Main?
Yeah.
The
one that we don't know.
Probably about, I don't know the answer to that for sure, but probably about the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Please.
No, go ahead.
It feels to me like if we have some ideas about, if there aren't ideas of other things we can do with this, maybe we should come up with a couple of concrete ideas, because it seems like there is interest in doing something with this lot as the way to city owning it. But obviously, we haven't come up with a concrete plan or a proposal. So maybe it would be good for us to
sculpture garden for a year to year, temporary. You put up a sculpture for a year, and then it's a gateway piece. And I mean, our downtown, there's so many things that are about to happen. There's, I mean, so many moving pieces, and we haven't, as a council, even talked about how we'd like to see the whole plan of our downtown. So I hate to throw away one of our pieces before we're done figuring out how it all fits together.
Yeah, Sandy, if I may, you know, I agree with what Patrick and Katie are saying. I think the goal of council, and I hope it's the goal of the committee, is we take this out, take this off the market so that we can decide what we want to do with it. I'm going to sound harsher than I mean to, but I think it's absolutely preposterous that this made its way to council for a couple of reasons. We bought it for $12,000, and now we're talking about selling it for two. I don't know how I could stand in front of a taxpayer and explain that deal, right? But beyond that, as Katie and Patrick have pointed out, this is at the gateway, the northern gateway, to our redevelopment area, right? And I took the liberty, because I didn't really have any ideas about what it could be used for, of asking some of our downtown stakeholders about what they might think about this site, people at the Arts Commission, the Chamber. And they had some great ideas. You know, the Arts Commission thought that it could be the site, maybe a sculpture garden, Katie, but at the very least, an interactive structure, kind of like that's in front of the Art Museum downtown, where they have a big tire. It's a sculpture, but kids can play on it, and it can be used as a kind of an active recreational area. Clearly, in this same time frame, we're talking about the Dora, right? And if minimally, it could be a place where we could have people go and sit and drink their beverages. At some point, we might have somebody put some food trucks down there so they could go and chomp on their wings or whatever and use it that way. But I guess I would encourage the committee to think not only about not accepting this ordinance, but also consider and recommending to council that we make this a park, designate this as a park, because some of us won't be here, all of us won't be here forever. And I really think that we would be committing malfeasance if we left open the possibility that some future council could sell this off. I'm not feeling good at all about taking this parcel and turning it over to private hands.
Anyone else? Mary?
I'm not on the committee, but I do. I am not ready to see this property get sold off. I don't have a clear vision for what the future is, but I certainly feel that I support Katie and Patrick's comments, and certainly Mark, I think you made some valid points. Certainly, I don't know if it needs to be designated as a park. That's some further discussion in my mind, but I don't think we're ready to make the decision to say we don't want it.
Doug, did you have anything to say?
I was kind of interested in what people thought, and I think it's pretty obvious we don't want to sell this as a group. I don't have a strong feeling. I understand what Kevin's getting at. I don't understand why we paid $12,000 for it. Can we sell it for two?
Well, let's not forget we bought it because it was a distressed property. There was a fire on the site, and the house burned down, and it was not marketable. So I think we did it in part for public health.
To clean it up.
Yeah, and clean it up.
And we did, if I can clarify a little bit of point about the purchase price, that was also, we purchased it for $12,000 because at that point, and we carved off a significant portion of it for the right-of-way. So we did in part purchase it for the right-of-way acquisition.
Yeah, not 80% of it.
No, but I'm just helping to clarify. It previously was a buildable lot. Now it's unbuildable, and that affects the value.
How long have we owned it? Does anybody know?
Yeah, 2010.
So we have a carbon remnant. It's a carpet remnant. We bought it for something, and, you know, it's basically, you know, the entrance way to my, from my garage to my house that I wipe my feet on as I go in, because it's an extra piece that we, that the administrative staff is coming back to us and telling us that they're, that it doesn't make sense to keep. What I'm hearing from everybody is that maybe it does and maybe it doesn't. We need to explore it further, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But the value of the property, I think, is the potential utilization, not what the cash value is, what we paid for it or what it's worth today to somebody else. Because this is pretty much the only, I mean, we could use it or in some various forms and fashions, but it's not a buildable lot, so it's very difficult to market it, it would seem to me, in any other way and utilize it for anything else. But at the same time, I'm not the most imaginative person in the world when it comes to this kind of stuff, and there's lots of people that are more imaginative than I am. So if the group thinks that we should explore it further, I'm perfectly fine with that too.
Yeah, at my house we have a carpet on it and the grandkids play on it.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's
there you go.
Kids are much more creative than I am.
Okay. Well, I'm not super smart, but I think I can count that around the table that we want to keep this piece of property and see what we can come up with. Possibly make it into a park. I don't know, Katie, if at this point you want to take it to your committee to talk about it being a park, or...
We could do that to explore designating it as a park. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
If we're going to keep it, I think it should be called a park.
Right.
That makes it worthy and probably okay with Mr. Sullivan, I don't know. But if it's a park, that's better than just having it a piece of land that we're not doing anything with. And I do, believe it or not, agree with the idea of planting a tree there that could be used as a Christmas tree at some point in time. I don't know how soon we would not have a Christmas tree, but they do take a while to grow. We can plant a little one and it can get bigger. So I don't know, do you want me to take a vote at this point?
This
yes?
Before we make the motion,
yes,
the
sir.
Only thing that I would comment about, which I don't have a problem moving it to parks, but before we designate it a park, I'd like to have a sense of what we want to do with it. To me, it's a chicken or the egg question. Designating it as a park will pretty much pull it off for any future purpose other than as a park, it would seem to me.
Exactly.
I would like to have a plan before we designate it as a park rather than just designate it as a park and then say, okay, let's spend the next 2 years trying to figure out what we want to do with it.
I mean, when I'm thinking about a plan, I mean, the plan includes this little park, but it really includes our whole two blocks of how we want it, and even Summit Street, how we want it to all look and come together. It's hard to just pick a little piece. I mean, you have to have a comprehensive downtown plan.
And I'm fine with a more comprehensive look in that regards, Katie. I'm perfectly open to that, which again makes me think, because we don't know what's going to happen with all this property up here anytime in the future. Somebody could come in and say they've acquired a bunch of other property and they want to do X, Y, and Z and use that for something else that might have a much larger incremental value that we just can't foresee at this point. But if we've said it's a park but we haven't done anything with it, then we've diminished that potential for some other entity. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I would think that we'd at least discuss what you're talking about in the Parks Committee meeting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm totally doing that. I mean, I'm not saying I'm 100% for any of these things. I just want to talk about it further and get a better plan.
All right. No issue with that. No issue with that, Patrick.
Now, we can keep it in Buildings and Grounds if you think that's, I mean, but if we're really delving into. Pardon me?
We can refer it to Parks.
Okay.
You know, just because it's being referred to Parks doesn't mean that Katie and her committee can't come back and say, we are, you know,
we decided not to make it a park.
This is not the fit for this. And it's interesting, as Katie outlined her perspective on that folding into, you know, the much bigger picture, when you look at it through that lens, it may not be a park. You know, if that's really what's going to happen, I don't know where it belongs. That's probably why it's been sitting the way it has for so long, hoping that we would see some more opportunity to expand that little tiny piece. Mm-hmm. But I think for discussion, a location for discussion, I think it's fine.
So Mrs. Briney, what sort of, if it's the will of the committee not to move forward with the sale, what is the motion that would need to be made in your mind? I'll make the motion to table the legislation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Before, one last item of, Patrick, you pushed back from the table on this consideration earlier?
I did not earlier.
I don't mean during this meeting. I meant like 2 weeks ago.
I did not officially push back from
Okay, the good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we were.
I just said, so everybody knows, out in the open, I had previously made an offer on this house, like where the cursor is there on the corner. I did not end up buying it.
I certainly don't perceive that as a conflict. You mentioned it. For some reason, I was thinking you pushed back. That's why I was asking.
So I just wanted to do full disclosure in case anybody asked.
Great. Sorry, Sandy.
That's okay. All right. And then, Mark Fry has made the proposal and Katie has seconded it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. And then you want motion? Yes. And now we need a motion to refer to Parks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right, we will refer this to Parks for an information gathering and then come back. Sounds good. It's 7:30. We'll call an end to this meeting unless there's any further conversation. Okay. This meeting is adjourned at 7:30.